Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what time it is. It's Monday night, and it is time for the financial report. Now, just to let y'all know what the financial report is just about, you know, the financial report is for the small entrepreneur, the small businessman, you know what I'm saying? We just networking, kicking the wheel of Bobo, and just sitting back, you know what I'm saying, and just talking about business, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I want to bring on the host of the show, my man, my right hand, you know what I'm saying? This man is doing the damn thing in this business, you know what I'm saying? And in his business, you know what I mean? So what we're going to do is right now, I want everybody to give my man a round of applause, and he goes by the name of Tony Evans.
Everybody, what's going on?
What's going on? Super excited,
man, about the show tonight. Man, we got.
Uh-huh.
I went back into the archives. I pulled one of my day ones out tonight, man. I'm super excited.
Okay.
Super excited. Who we got on this show tonight?
I remember you telling me about this. I remember you telling me about this man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went and checked out some of his seminars and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying. I had the chance of meeting him myself, you know what I mean. But I'm going to let you finish telling everybody, man, because we need to go on ahead and get on into this, because I know he about to drop some bombs and drop some jewels and everything. So, man, go ahead and finish telling everybody about this special guest that we got, man.
I tell you what, I see the lines are lit up, brother. They are waiting to hear from this man. Man, he is like a folk hero here in Las Vegas, man. He's been doing it for quite some time. This man is unemployable, and he's going to talk a lot about that as we get into this interview, guys. Radio Land, stand by. Get ready. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have with us a gentleman out of Las Vegas who happens to own the third largest network marketing travel company in the world. Did you hear me? In the world. Yes.
Wow!
It's the only one that is publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, which is huge. He's also the largest concert promotions. No, largest concert promotions company in Las Vegas. He's earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in his previous network marketing ventures, brother.
Hold on. And he's black. He's black.
He's African American. He's African American.
He's African.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's the Detroit in me. I'm sorry. I apologize. You mean he's African American? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to meet him. Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, my God. Come on. Come on. Don't keep us in suspense.
Brother has braids, too. We're going through that, right? And he has braids. So
okay, that's right.
He ain't the typical businessman that you see walking on Wall Street, but he definitely earns like they earn on Wall Street. So, again, once earning nearly $100,000 in 1 month in network marketing, man, who does
Shut
that?
Shut your mouth. Shut the front door. You know, don't nobody do that, man. Wow.
Nobody
really?
Does that.
Well, look here. Look here. Hold on. Hold on. Before you bring it on, everybody that's listening to us, you know what I'm saying, real quick, we need y'all to share the show. Share the show. You know what I'm saying? Call a friend. Tell a friend. Call your mama. Go outside on the block and this and the other. Bring in the neighborhood people and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because we about to take y'all to school. So you can hit us up at 657-383-0199. Now, you got to press the 1 button. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because y'all don't want y'all just roaming around the lobby and carrying on and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. I got Krispy Kremes downstairs, and I want one. I like them, too. You know what I mean? So, Tony, introduce your guest.
Yes, sir. Man, so $100,000 in 1 month this man once earned. He mentors youth in entrepreneurship. He has guided other entrepreneurs. Do you hear me? Other entrepreneurs across the U.S. with six-figure income in just a short period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my brother from another mother, the founder of Evolution Travel Enterprises. He's celebrated, not just tolerated, Mr. David McCovey.
Let's give it a round of applause. David, you there?
Tony, I am, brother. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, absolutely, yes, yes. We can hear you. We can hear you, brother.
Well, definitely thank you guys for having me on here tonight, man. It's a pleasure. You know, anytime to get to share some space with you gentlemen. So I appreciate the invite tonight, and I hope that we can, you know, give the listeners something, some fresh ideas and some nuggets so maybe that they see things a different way. So I appreciate you guys for having me.
Exactly. I'm glad that you came on the show and this, that, and the other. Man, what's going on, man? You know, this West Coast, man. We go, you know what I'm saying? We go still, you know, keep it, you know, we gonna be business and everything. How you doing?
I'm better than amazing, brother. I am better than amazing.
Man, that's good.
No complaints in the world.
Hey, I hear you. God is good, ain't he? You know what I'm saying?
All the time, you know.
Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Every time.
And everything?
Every time.
You know what I'm saying? I see you with the cars that go up and down, with the doors that go up and down, and this, that, and the other. Man, I am so very proud of you. And it is an honor. It is an honor for you to even grace the show and come on here and talk. I know you and Tony go way back and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? But it is truly, truly, truly an honor, you know what I'm saying, for you to be on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for taking the time to be on here.
Absolutely. I appreciate the invite.
That's all right. Back to you, Tony.
All right, Mr. David McCovey, thank you again for hopping on the show tonight, brother. I appreciate you, as always. I want to go ahead and get to the kit and caboodle. What brings you here today? This is absolutely the financial report, so we're going to talk about the money, and we know that you have done an amazing job of producing plenty of it, my brother. So let's go ahead and get started. West Coast, what we going to do, we're going to go a little back and forward and just kind of pick David's brain. You know, I know everything about this brother, a lot of things about this brother. We go back quite a few years. So we're going to get started with some questions. First of all, David, currently, how many businesses do you currently own?
Well, that depends on if you mean officially or technically. Officially or technically. I would say officially, I have two. Technically, I'm involved in a couple more.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I hear when you speak, you always talk about that you tell this story about always never being employable. Could you kind of define what that means when you're not employable, and how did that affect your life coming up? What brought you to that mindset?
Usually there's a circumstance, I think, when people get that, but I honestly think that I was born with it. You know, my grandmother used to mess with me as a child, and she'd always say, you know, boy, you have a champagne taste on a beer budget. And I just always believed mm-hmm. that, you know, I could have and should have anything that I wanted in life. And so I knew that because I had that attitude and the things that I wanted, I just didn't think that I could get those things working for someone. You know, I never saw an ad in the paper or online where they were hiring for a CEO. Right. And that's always a position I felt that I should have. So it just made sense to me to, you know, to just try to put, you know, my own mark on the world, man. And I think that, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, there is no cap on the amount of money that you can make, as opposed to, you know, when you work for someone else. I mean, you can earn and try to get all the overtime in the world, but you're still going to have a cap on the amount that you can make. And I just never wanted a cap on my potential income.
Wow. That is amazing. And I know you tell this story, and you talked about it many times about once upon, and we're talking history, folks, if you kind of want to know where we're coming from. We're talking David's history, what got him to this point. You tell the story of being in a pizzeria with your family. Can you kind of shine light on that just a little bit, just so the people kind of know the kind of background, what kind of groomed you to this point of where you're at today? Well, I'd like to say that David, again, guys, he's never worked a job. So he came into the world basically an entrepreneur. So for those who are young and just really want to get strictly into entrepreneurship without going to into the job world, into the career world, it is possible through this man's story. Dave, you want to kind of touch on that?
Absolutely. That was that was really a turning point and an eye opener for me. And I think that that really is what lit the fire to me just only wanting to be an entrepreneur. My mom worked for Clark County School District here in Las Vegas, or here in Nevada, Las Vegas. And, you know, that payday was every other Wednesday. And, you know, we used to get to go to my favorite spot was Godfather's Pizza. Those that, you know, are longtime Vegas natives, you know that spot used to be off of Lake Mead and Las Vegas Boulevard, over behind where the Pep Boys is. And my mom had recently got a promotion. I had remember hearing her and my aunt talk about the promotion, so I knew what it was that she was making. And I'll never forget, we were in there, we ordered, you know, pizzas and sodas and things of that nature, and I'm looking up at the menu board, and I'm doing the math on the price of everything that it should cost. And I reflected, and I said, well, man, you know, mom had to work half a day in order to be able to afford this meal. And so for me, the numbers just never made sense. I mean, we shouldn't be in a situation where we work anything more than an hour a day, and that has to go for, you know, just a meal for your family at the end of the day, being able to eat out. And so that part for it never made sense for me. And so I knew that, you know, they would never pay you what you're worth. You know, we have a joke that says they just pay you enough not to quit. So for me, it was always something where I knew that I needed to be able to, you know, earn my own income without a cap on it, or without someone putting me in a box, you know, saying what I could do and what I couldn't do and what I could make and what I couldn't make. And, you know, so that story for me was, I think that was it. You know, at that point, I knew it was entrepreneur or nothing at that point.
Wow. Amazing story. I love when you tell that story, guy. And I definitely remember that pizza place. And every time you talk about that, it definitely inspires people. So what would you say was your first venture coming out of adolescent into your adulthood? What was the first venture that you took on as an entrepreneur, and how did that change, or what lesson did you learn from that in terms of what you did first out the box?
I believe our very first business was a small mobile detail business. Actually used to be right there. We would move around a little bit, but we actually used to do some work right there on Vegas Drive, or Owens as it goes down there, Martin Luther King, right there at Pat Spot. And, you know, we had the mobile detail thing, and I remember that was the first venture that I got involved in. You know, and it taught me some things. It taught me, you know, how people appreciate customer service. But it also taught me that was still manual labor. And I knew that at that point I didn't want to do that either. You know, I wanted to leverage, you know, more so of, you know, my mind or vision, as opposed to, you know, my hands and my knuckles and, you know, my back. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but it allowed me to understand that, you know, if you work hard and treat people right and had great customer service, you could acquire more accounts and do more things. But it was just something that it was a phase for me. I wanted to use that to catapult me to other things. So it was mobile detail, the first thing I got involved in.
Mobile detail. And how long did you do that?
6 or 7 months that I was involved in. My other partner, Stefan, he continued to work that. But, you know, that was enough for me at that point. You know, that Vegas heat is no joke. So you guys know, being out there in 110 and 112, that didn't last long for me.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, what's cool about that business is that it still thrives until today. You've got a lot of mobile detail businesses that are still out there. I know for those that are kind of just getting into it, it's not a bad place to start into entrepreneurship. And speaking of what we're giving to those who are just starting entrepreneurship, what's the mindset? Like, what? How do you choose what type of business you're going to go into? Like, what goes into your mindset as a deciding on, okay, this is the venture that I'm going to take on, and why?
That's a good question, Tony. I actually just had this conversation with you know, one of our evolution agents, Platinum Consultant Bianca Rainey. She's headed back home from a trip that they had in California, and I was just talking to her about this. For me, network marketing has been such a huge blessing, but it also has spoiled me. I don't want to, at least at this point in my career, take part in any business that does not have a residual concept to it. I need to, you know, be able to, you know, do what they say, earn money while you sleep. And that's the pieces that I like. You know, I find things out there that are, you know, attractive, restaurants, nightclubs, and, you know, some of the flashier things, but they're linear income. You have to go and get that customer again every time they walk out of the door. You know, when you have a business that's like our business is, subscription-based or, you know, recurring revenue, it just makes things so much easier. You do that great job one time and continue to foster those relationships and have great customer service, and the money continues to come in. So those are the type of business that I look for now when I'm looking to do anything else. I just don't want to be involved, you know, in linear businesses, at least at this time.
And that makes total sense. And, of course, I know the game from that. And let's kind of get into that, because you are – you have dabbled in network marketing for the last couple of years. What would you say to those who are really skeptical when they hear the word network marketing company?
If they're skeptical, I don't believe they could have been any more skeptical than I was. You know my story. And for me, it was a situation where I got involved in network marketing almost because I felt that I had to, not necessarily because I wanted to. My mom had tried to get me involved for some period of time. But I was ignorant to the industry, and I did what most people called, I called it a pyramid. And, you know, I would tell her, Mom, stop talking to me about that pyramid thing. And, you know, just I found myself in a position where a couple of my other businesses had went south. I had a restaurant in Roanoke, Virginia. Business partner stole $60,000, closed the doors. My concert company here in Las Vegas, we took a couple of losses, large losses. We lose doing an R. Kelly show. I got involved in a mixed martial arts show at the Hard Rock Hotel. We lose money on that. So I was upside down a couple hundred grand really, really quickly, and only had $20,000 to my name and $13,000 a month in bills coming up the next month. And I knew I needed to do something, and it definitely wasn't going to work for someone. So at that point, you know, I called my mom back and I said, hey, Ma, you know, what's going on with that pyramid thing? You know, and she laughed and, you know, pointed me in the right direction. And, you know, we started running with that. And, you know, right now the rest is history. We've had a great 5.5-year run right now. So I'm excited.
That's amazing. Family, again, tonight we are speaking with entrepreneur David McCovey out of Las Vegas, founder of Evolution Travel Company, the third largest network marketing travel company in the world. West Coast, it is time to pay some bills. Let's go ahead and give him something to listen to, and we will be back with our guest, Mr. David McCovey.
Let me hear you say, please,
please, please, baby.
shit. Do my back, and I got booties, records, break that shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all, this is the Financial Report coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you try to get in and talk to my man David McCovey, you know what I'm saying, because he is definitely telling and giving you guys the blueprint. He's giving you guys the guide of what it takes to become a successful businessman. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? Press the one button. Let me know that you in queue. But right now, we're going to get back into this interview with my man, with David McCovey. So, Tony, you got anything else to ask Mr. McCovey before either we get into these phone calls or before I ask him some questions?
Yeah, I did want to kind of touch in some. I know, David, we talked a lot in the last couple of weeks, week and a half. We lost a little team over in L.A., Mr. Nipsey Hussle, and I know what that meant for David, because David models a lot of what he does similar to what Nipsey was doing, especially with the community and making sure that his team eat. David, would you kind of talk about that, just some of the comparisons that you saw yourself when you got more history about what Nipsey was doing, comparable to what it is you do?
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me? I didn't realize I was on mute. My apologies.
We got you now.
I knew you couldn't hear me. Okay, I appreciate it. I super love and respect for Nip, man. Rest in peace. You know, what he was doing, you know, is what everyone should do once they get in a position of power. You know, he wasn't just feeding his team. He was showing them how to eat. You know, and his thing was that it was bigger than rap, you know, it was bigger than all of it. It was about, you know, bringing the community together and showing the kids, you know. And it was so funny because I was listening to an interview that he had, and he said basically the same thing that I said. You know, you don't have to have a wicked jump shot or sick 40-yard dash time in order to have the lifestyle that you want. And, you know, you come from the communities that we come from, we're taught to look up to the artists, the rappers, the singers, and, you know, and the athletes. And, we're, you know, Nip did – put together a tech center, you know, in his hometown, because he said the same thing. Why don't we look up to Mark Zuckerberg? Why don't we look up to Elon Musk? And, you know, that's really the fact of the matter, man, because, you know, we preach the athletics and things like that to the kids, but we know less than 1% are actually going to get there. And when you get there, it's usually a short ride. You know, the average NFL contract for a guy lasts 3.5 years. And so, you know, now you've got kids that come out of college 20, 21 years old, and their career is over at 23, 24, 25, 26 max, and they've spent their whole life identifying themselves with that. So they have to relearn and start over. And so I think that, you know, if we do the kids right and show them, you know, true entrepreneurship, that's something that lasts a lifetime. That career never ends, you know, and not only are they empowered, they can empower others. And, you know, we really can do anything that we want to as a community. We just have to have the examples and have to see it, because once we see something, we can go get it. We just need to be able to relate to it and feel that it's something that we can do. So, you know, Nip did that, man. So super shout out to him, and, you know, definitely prayers to his family, man. And I know, you know, that, like I said, it was definitely a king loss in Los Angeles.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. We're definitely feeling that. That it was just amazing to see that story unfold. Just so many things that you learned of what he was doing. And the unfortunate part of that is this: you learn so much more when someone passes. You know what I mean? And a lot of people didn't already catch on. Like, we were listening to Nipsey Hussle when he was doing mixtapes back in the day, but people wasn't aware of what he was actually doing outside of that, and how he went and constructed his business, his mainframe of the business, and that's being in business for himself. He didn't never sign with a record label. He was his own record label, and then he just started to build his own enterprise. And so when I look at what you're doing, Evolution Enterprise, and people don't know that, that you look at Evolution Enterprise as the centerfold, and then you build and branch everything off Evolution Enterprise. So I just think that's amazing. So right now, West Coast, do you have anything for David? Or we can go right into some questions then from our guests.
We still got a little bit of time left. What I want him to explain, for everybody that's just joining in, we're talking to David McCovey right now, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneur, businessman, you know what I'm saying. I call him a mogul, you know what I mean. He's really doing a lot of things in the community and making a difference. This is one of the reasons why I follow in his footsteps. You know, I'm doing a couple of business ventures that he's in and everything, you know what I'm saying, because of the camaraderie that we're getting with our other African-American, other business people. It's a beautiful thing when you can be in a room with 100-something people and this, that, and the other, and everybody eating, and ain't afraid to pay for your plate for you to eat sometime. You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. Y'all ought to be experiencing that. Everybody that's on this phone, if you're not experiencing it, you should be, because you're really missing out on something. He's really doing something that's changing lives. And he's been able to help me change my life, and Tony helping me change my life in the same example. So let me really keep it 600 with y'all. And I'm going to ask David this. For the people that's out here listening and everybody that got their businesses, David, I need you to speak to the people that's listening right now that's on Social Security, that's on a fixed income. You can say, yeah, it's all about the hustle and this, that, and the other. But what about people like myself that's been in a government assistance mind state, to where the government then gave me assistance so long to where I don't think that I can do anything, and I don't have that motivation. My environment is keeping me down. It drives me and puts me in depression. What do you say to those people that's trying to want to do a business? What do you talk about the mindset? Because this you have to change and change all the way totally to walk in that path. Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely. You know, everything that we do, all of our actions stem from what goes in our head first. I mean, everything that we do or how we act, how we speak, how we talk, all that's based on mindset. And, you know, we get that a lot as business owners, and especially, you know, owning the company. We hear, you know, people say, hey, well, if I get disability, you know, what about this? If I make this, then I don't get that any longer. And, you know, those things for me, I've always been of the mindset that I want to earn my own, because I don't want a cap on it, like we talked about it from the beginning. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with people getting assistance. I mean, we had to, you know, do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. But I just say, don't fall into that lifelong trap of that, right? Because if we have opportunities or things where we can, you know, make or dictate our own income, then we shouldn't, you know, be willing to settle for, you know, a check for $600,000, whatever it may be. Like, I just don't want any form of cap on me at all. And it's funny that we're having this conversation because I had this conversation a few days ago with the gentleman that I take meditation classes from. And, you know, we were talking about the exact same thing with a friend of his. And so for me, you know, I just want it to be bigger and better than that. Like, again, if we can have a cap on us, then we can't grow to our potential. And if we can't go to our potential, then we can't take anyone else with us either. So, you know, I get that, you know, that's an issue. I know a lot of agents, you know, when they get involved with our company, that's the first thing they ask. They want to figure out how we can circumvent that and, you know, the things of that nature. But my thing is, if you are in a position where your money that you're starting to earn from your business exceeds your benefits to where you no longer get them, I kind of think that's a good thing, right? I would rather be in charge of my own destiny than allowing somebody else to be in charge of it.
Right. Yes, I do. But like you said, it's a change of the mind. You have to change your mind. You have to get your mind in a business set, in a business,
right,
and surround yourself with business-minded people that's doing business-minded things and everything, because your environment can change your mindset to do environmental things, if that makes any sense.
A lot of people online just missed what you just said. I know they did. And your environment is everything. Your circle of friends and your circle of influence, you show me, you know, the five people that you're around the most, and I'll show you what your life looks like, because we are the average of the five people that we spend the most time with. And so if we know that as human beings, we're actually chameleons, we can adapt to any circumstance. If we know that, then why do we choose to run with people or hang with people who are not doing things that we want to do and not – positive things and really excelling in life, because we're going to be like the people that we spend the most time with, period. It's just what it is. You know, I used to always have a joke that says, you know, here in Vegas, you can drop me off on D Street or take me to New York and drop me off on Wall Street, and I'm going to make it because I'm going to be able to figure it out no matter where you drop me off. So if that's our premise, then we need to be around people who are moving and shaking and doing things and having things and moving the right way. And all that will encourage us to do the same thing because we see the evidence is there already. That's what most of us need, is just to see the evidence. We can do and duplicate anything. We just have to see people doing it first. And so that's why it's important to be around people who are moving and shaking and even doing better than you. You know, if you're the biggest fish in your pond, then the pond is too small. You know what I mean? And so we have to always be conscious of that. That, you know, it's really up to us to elevate, then empower other people to elevate with us, and then for us to get to the next level, elevate again. And it's just a cycle. And as long as we keep that cycle up, we're winning. If we ever stop that cycle, then we're not winning anymore.
Right. Okay. Do you think we're gonna start getting into some calls in just a second? Do you think it's skepticism, or are some people afraid of change?
Oh, it's absolutely both. I mean, we are skeptics, and you know that's one thing I tell people is when you're dealing with people who are skeptics, don't allow someone to tell you what you can't do. Like, don't let them put their limitations on you. Like, people will put you in a box in a heartbeat, and not so much that they're bad people, just make them feel better about themselves when you're not winning at a certain level. So they try to deter that.
Right. Okay. Well, wonderful. Listen, we're going to get into some calls right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we got some people that want to ask Mr. McCovey a couple of questions and everything. So we got some callers in the lineup and everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to our first caller, area code 4079225. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Financial Report. Who is this?
This is Jared Cecil.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Jared. Do you have a question for David?
I'm sorry?
You have a question for David?
Actually, no. David's actually my boss with Evolution Travel. So I was sitting here with
Okay.
Thank you for timing in.
All right,
Jared.
Wonderful.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. All right. Okay, we're going to go. Yeah, he said he's my boss. You know what I'm saying? We're going to move it along and go to the next. He's like, I'm here, boss. I'm right here at work and everything. You know what I'm
checking
saying?
In.
That's
sure
right.
Everything.
I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? David, real quick, touch on the drive and the hunger that you had to have to make it to where you are right now. You had to have a certain drive and a certain hunger to get out there. Like you said, if you put you on D Street or put you on Wall Street, you're going to make it. If you put you in the jungle, you're going to come out with a bearskin rug suit with a hat and a bone in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Explain to people the drive that it takes and the hunger that they need.
You definitely have to have it, but you're either running to something or from something. You know, for me, I always felt like I'm running away from poverty as fast as possible. So I don't want that. So I'm running away from that. So for me, there's not an obstacle that's big enough to deter me from getting what I want to get. And, you know, no matter how many people say no or disagree or don't believe in the vision, it doesn't matter. It only matters that you believe. And you just have to want something so bad. Like, I you know, we talk about, you know, money and that type of thing all the time. And the money is cool, but that's not really the trick. It's the freedom that I enjoy. And so, you know, when you're passionate about something and you know that that's all that you're going to have, you're not going to allow anybody to give you anything else, then it makes it easy. But the problem is that most people really don't know what they want. You know, if you sat down with 10 people and honestly polled them and asked them what most people don't know. And so, again, if we don't know what we want, how can we get what we want?
You're right.
Absolutely.
You're definitely right. I remember when you asked that, and I kind of looked at you and was like, like a deer in headlights, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I had to sit. I had to sit my butt down, slow down, organize, get focused, and know what I want. Okay, I want to do this, and chase my dreams. This is what I want to ask you real quick. We're about to go into this call, and then we're gonna take a quick break. Do you feel that the average teenager, no matter what color he is, do you feel that they still have a dream?
I believe
dreams don't exist.
If they're being mentored, I believe that they are. You have to realize for these kids, man, there's so much distraction. The worst thing in the world is happening to them, and that's social media, honestly. And so they have to be mentored the right way. That's why if you look at, you know, the millennial generation or generation that have come after us, most of them pound for pound don't have it together the way that we do, because it's a different world. They're pulled on by so many different things. Like I say, social media is a huge issue. I think it's a detriment to them, but it's not the – like when we were growing up, like you kind of had somebody that was on you and you were focused on something,
right,
and you just executed.
Right.
I don't think it's the same way with the kids.
Yeah.
Now, when they get in the right situation,
we need
they
big
actually, exactly. It takes a village. You know that.
Yeah,
you know how it was. We
were
kids.
We need big mama.
You get your butt whooped down the
street,
and it was okay. They was going to tell your mama they whooped your butt.
And it was,
you know,
okay.
And
they take you home, knock on the door, and tell your mama, I just whooped him for such and such, and then you get another whooping.
You're getting one,
you know,
going in. Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. I do. I do think we do. They've kind of lost the way. You know what I'm saying? Of rearing, because it's much different from when we was coming up. Listen, we're gonna go to the caller. Area code 208-0248. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Financial Report. Who is this? Okay. Hello. Okay. All righty. Okay.
Oh, there she goes. Hello.
Oh, there she goes.
There we go. Hi, how are you? Who is this?
My name is Tanya, and I'm from Idaho. I am an Evolution agent, and I just wanted to jump on and tell Mr. McCovey, thank you for the vision, and you have no clue. When people hear, you know, that it's a we movement, you know, people don't understand what that means. And, you know, he does what he says and says what he does. I am just so impressed with the way he operates. And again, we're in the middle of the mountains. So, you know, entrepreneurism is not what it is in big cities. And I just want to tell him, thank you so much.
Yes,
you're welcome, Tanya. Yes. And you were going to be successful in this deal anyway. I remember the very first time I met you was at Regional. You just got involved in the company, and you drove here from Idaho. That type of commitment will always allow you to have success. You have people that live down the street from where we had the meeting and didn't make it, right? So for that dedication for her to just get started in the company, hop in that car and come or drive or fly, you know, to make that trip to get here, it's those type of things, and those are the difference between people who win and people who just say they want to win. So, Tanya, you are definitely appreciated here, and thank you very much.
Exactly. Let's give her a round of applause. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I don't think I could endure that trip from Idaho.
Yes, absolutely. If you're just tuning in, folks, we are talking to entrepreneur David McCovey out of Las Vegas. We are having an excellent time. If you want to chime in and have a question for David, now is the time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we got another call from the 313, the Detroit area code. 313-4211-313 in the building, 4211. Welcome to the Financial Report. Who is this? Hello?
He said,
hello. You there? You there? 313 now? Okay. We're going. Okay. Okay. We're going to come back to that. All right. We got the 818-01111 in the building. Yo. Welcome to Financial Report.
Yo.
You on the radio. Yo, how you doing?
I am doing well. And Mr. McCovey, how are you doing?
Hey, my compadre. I am better than amazing, Ron. How are you?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ron Archer, CEO of Evolution
Travel. Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
Archer Travel Services calling in. Him and David have put this whole venture together. David's latest. Mr. Archer, how are you doing tonight?
How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I had my Polish sausage for dinner. I did my call at 6 o'clock. And now I've had the pleasure of listening to your financial report, and I got to tell you, you know, this guy came to me about 3.5 years ago and said he had a vision, and I turned him down twice, and his persistence won me over because he has,
wow.
He has a way of really wrapping you into his vision. And when he told me that he was going to make this the biggest thing I ever done, I bought into it. And I got to tell you,
okay.
he has propelled Archer Travel and Evolution into new heights and new areas. And we keep on growing in travel sales. We keep on growing in numbers of members. We just this week are opening our office in Puerto Rico. And next month we'll be opening in Australia. So I give great thanks to David and his vision and his persistence and his creativity and, more than anything else, his commitment to the people.
Amen. 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 Y'all, let's give Mr. Archer a round of applause, y'all. Right. The question I would like to ask you guys before we move on real quick, and it's a pleasure to have you on, Mr. Archer and everything. If everybody's just logging on, we got David McCovey and Mr. Archer on the phone. What is it like for both of you to leave behind this legacy? Because that's what you're doing. You're leaving behind a legacy. Can you explain to the people the feeling of leaving a legacy? Because I know that's what you were talking about, and investing in yourself, to leave something for your kids and things like that. Explain that to us. David, you can go first.
Okay, I'll start. For me, Ron, thank you for hopping on as well. I appreciate you more than you know, brother. The legacy thing is really big, you know, and I say it all the time, and I say it around the leaders, and they look at me, because I know they don't want me speaking that into existence, but I say, you know, if God called me home right now, like, I've done what I was supposed to do. Like, we've put together something that is going to feed the family forever. It's going to feed kids and single mothers that are not even involved in this deal yet, that don't even know about Evolution Travel. At one time, Evolution is going to put food on their plate and clothes on their back. So when you build something like that where it gives the level playing field for people to legitimately have a chance to win, that's all you can ask for. And, you know, we've done that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with the help of Ron and my amazing leadership, the FC, and, you know, all the corporate staff, like, we've been able to put something together that it's up to us to mess it up. It's already in motion, and it doesn't go down unless we blow it, you know, and I'm not in the habit of blowing it. So I get full thinking about that, just knowing that something that we all combine to do with the commitment and the dedication that's going to outlive us all. And that's a pretty amazing feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of surreal when you think about it, that, you know, in 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, Evolution Travel can still be here and should still be here. The travel industry is not going anywhere, you know, so we're positioned the right way. We've made it to the front of the wave of this deal, you know, and it's just, it's a blessing, man. So I'm super proud of that. And like I said, it's not just me, it's all of those who've made the commitment. You know, I know that this line is full right now because I'm getting texts from people who cannot get on. And I know that
Evolution
is on here in full force.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just how we rock. And so, you know, I appreciate all of you because I know when one of us go, we all go. So, you know, that's what it's about.
Right.
So that's the legacy building for me, brother, for sure.
Okay. Mr. Archer, same question.
Well, first of all, it's Ron. Mr. Archer was my father.
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sorry, Ron. The same question.
It's very, very personable.
So my mother and father and my grandparents started Archer Travel Service in 1952 out of a Greyhound bus station in Glendale, California.
Wow.
And when I came into the business, we were a small mom-and-pop organization, and I grew the business greatly to a powerhouse in the corporate travel market. And then in the 90s, corporate travel pretty much went away because of the competition with the internet, much like a lot of small businesses. And I tried different things, and I'd been in travel promotions in Vegas and bought leisure travel agencies and just kind of bounced around. And then David came to me with this vision and said, this is what I want to do. And when I embraced the program, I thought, okay, this will be cool. And then I watched it. It didn't just grow, it exploded. And you know, there's other network marketing companies that have grown faster, but I would tell you that I don't think that there's another network marketing company, whether it's in lotions and potions or travel or finances or real estate or anything else, that can hold a candle to the mission and the statement and the purpose of Evolution Travel. And I will tell you what I'm doing now, I feel like I've been educating myself for 40 years in the travel industry, and now I'm fulfilling my mission. And that kind of all came to me one night when I was driving up to Las Vegas to have a meeting with David. And frequently I do Facebook Live or telephone calls, and a woman called me and she said, she called me to thank me. She had just had her 1 year anniversary within the organization, and that she had gotten to silver and she was dedicated to get to gold. And I thought, well, that's great. But she said, what's special about it is when I found out about this opportunity, I was homeless and living in a motel, and I was down to my last $30, and I invested it because I saw the vision. And it literally brought me to tears to think that this kind of mission, to do business with this kind of purpose and have impact on people's lives and their families and their children, and then have a legacy, you know, people come and say, well, when are you going to retire? And my dad retired at 82 years old, and I got no plans at all. As a matter of fact, I've got my nephew who is married to my brother's daughter, who was my business partner for 35 years, and he's being trained to be the legacy of the organization. And I, you know, we're in our 67th, 68th year, and I would love to live to see it to get to 100, because it's got that mm-hmm. kind of staying power.
Wow.
So it's the purpose. It's the purpose and the ability to help people.
Why?
And I would like to add that once you find your purpose, the money will come.
Yes. Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen.
I'm going to jump off the line because you've got a lot of great people that are waiting to talk to you guys. And thank you for everything you do, David. Tony, great job, buddy.
Sir.
And we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron.
Again, folks,
thank you so very much.
Ron Archer, owner of Archer Travel Services, CEO to Evolution Travel in partnership with Evolution, Mr. David McCovey. Again, if you're just joining in, we are speaking to entrepreneur David McCovey tonight. The lines are hot, I tell you. I've never seen it this full.
Yes, it is.
West Coast, are you able to see where else we're coming in from? I know last week we had some people chiming in from some other countries.
Oh, no.
You able to give us an update
before
we go on break?
Sure, I sure can. I know last week we was got a little bit all over the map, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure tonight they are chiming in. Tonight we have 24,203 listeners as of this moment. And right now we want to give a shout out to Canada, South Africa, United Kingdom, Germany, Australia. Big shout out to Australia. They get the new office out there. So big shout out to
Australia.
They definitely listening tonight. China is definitely in the house. They listening tonight. India, shout out to India. We got to get an office over in India. You know what I'm saying? Pakistan. Pakistan is in the building. Who else? Sweden. Sweden is in the house. Germany. We also got Nigeria, Somalia, South Africa. Who else we got? Of course, India.
I'll tell you those lines,
and that's about it.
And
man, I'm telling you that. Man, look here. We are being everybody. You just don't know. We are being heard around the world right now. You know what I'm saying? We are being heard right now around the world. You know what I'm saying? So I know we're going to take a break right now, and then we're going to be back and close out the show. We're going to take some more callers. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 657-383-0199. We see you, people. I see you, the 346. I see you, the 228. I see you, the 562. All these area codes, boy. I need to be playing some Ludacris, but I don't know. I don't think we're going to play that right now. place for Ludacris. You know, hey, yes, we do. Yes, we do. So right now, y'all, we're going to take a quick break and pay some bills. We're going to be right back, man, with the financial report. And let my man David take some more calls. Let my man David close it out. We're going to be right back. Peace.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safety full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilled. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSC's is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love in the dream we trust. You'll be switching up the players on your team too much. Tiny Copy, that's my loke, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustle seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed them punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunk. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Financial report, y'all, goes down every Monday, 7 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We back here with David McCovey in the building. And, of course, my man Tony Evans is definitely in the house, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
What up?
So, you know what I'm saying? We're doing a damn thing. David, if before we close out, if we're going to take some more calls, but this last question, if you were standing in front of a graduation class of 2020, what would you tell them?
Follow their dreams, bro. Like, easily. Follow their dreams. Don't allow anybody else to tell you what you can or cannot do. Like, the world, we touched on that earlier, the world is full of those people, you know, that'll kind of put you in a box and, you know, just kind of make you be what they want you to be. It's not like that. Don't be afraid to challenge the societal norms, you know, like, create your own normal. You know, we always talk about that in evolution. It's the new normal. Everybody wins. It's the new normal. So if I'm standing in front of, you know, graduating class, I tell them just be them, do them, you know, don't be a nonconformist. It's okay. Like, don't let people push their agendas on you or what they believe you should do or what they believe you should be. It's not about them. It's about you. Everybody's got their own path, own journey, and they have to walk it. Nobody else can walk it for them, and nobody else can tell them how to walk it. You know, a lot of lessons that we learn the best because we have an investment in it. Like, we bump our head and we learn. It's okay to have those type of lessons. You know, we say you don't fail, you learn. You know what I mean? So never be afraid to fail. Never be afraid to learn. Just be you. You know, don't allow anybody else to make the mold who you should be. Be yourself. Walk your own vision.
Right. Okay. So in other words, you're saying you just learned 10,000 ways how not to do that. So now I'm going to do
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Tony, I think we got some more calls, man.
All right. Let's get some more calls, and we're going to close this thing.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, right now we're going to go to the area code 609-6652. Hey, what's going on with the financial reports?
That's Dago.
Hello, founder. This is Nikki. I'm out of Connecticut, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your vision. Your vision has lit a spark within me to follow my dream, and I am elated to be a part of the Evolution team, and I can't wait until convention. I'm making it my business to get there. I've only been in Evolution since December of last year, and I'm making it my business because I love the family values that you instill in all of us. And I am very overwhelmed by all of the support that everyone has given me throughout the time that I've been here. And I've never had anyone push me so much in my life. I'm almost 50 years old, and I've never had anyone stand behind me like the Evolution family has. And I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much for putting this vision and everything together to support all of us. And I just can't wait to see you in person and meet you and consume some of the electricity that you have for all of us. And I'm just so elated. And I'm very thankful and grateful for you putting this thing together for all of us. And I found my legacy that I'm going to leave for my children and my grandchildren. Thank you ever so much, Founder McCovey.
That's right.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And, you know, again, you know, it's so many things to get involved in out there. And we say it all the time. Like, so when people, you know, say, you know what, I'm going to ride with Evolution, and they become a part of the Evolution family, that means a lot to us. And I know I speak not just for me, but all the leaders and the rest of the family, because there's so many things out there to get involved in. So, you know, we appreciate when people see what we have here and get involved and, you know, be a part of the movement. So thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you at convention, and I promise you convention will be everything that we say it's going to be. It's absolutely going to be amazing. You know, we call them family reunions. We get all the family under one roof. That's the only time of the year that it does that, and we're going to have an amazing time. We're going to go through the whole range of emotions. We're going to laugh, cry, yell. We're going to do all of that together, and we're going to do it just like a family does. So thank you for being a part of the family, and I will see you at convention.
No fellowship. We're going to fellowship. We're going to fellowship. You know what I'm saying? If you guys try to still get in, 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button if you got a question for Mr. McCovey or my man Tony Evans. Right now we're going to the 720 area code 3393. Oh, welcome to
Good
the financial
evening.
Report. Good
Hi,
evening.
Good
How are
evening.
You?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
We are wonderful. We are blessed.
All right. Well, this is Petra calling from Denver, Colorado. Hi, David.
Hey, boy.
Hey, Petra. Newly promoted gold consultant.
Yes, that is me.
Oh, wait a minute. She's a newly gold consultant.
Yes,
yes, I am.
I'm in here.
We got to give her a round of applause. You know what I'm saying? You go, girl. You
thank you.
You
thank
go,
you.
Girl. You go.
Congratulations, teacher.
I just wanted to call
David.
And say thank you, David. Thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the kick in the tail when we need it. Thank you for hopping on those calls and giving us that support that we need from you. You are amazing. And thank you for this opportunity that I'm able to leave this legacy for my children and my grandchildren. I am able to take my granddaughter to Paris for her 5th birthday. I'm able to do that for her. And I am so excited. I am so proud of everything that I've accomplished, and I know I have more to go and more to grow. And I'm going to keep shining, and I'm going to keep smiling, and I'm going to keep leaving Evo Blue.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Look, you're just getting started.
Amen.
You have platinum and above written all over you. So this is just the beginning. So
That's
I appreciate
right.
you, and I thank you.
They already think she looks like Oprah Winfrey, so she really going to be out there doing her thing when them commas catch up with Oprah money.
That, say that again.
She on a mission.
Yes. Thank you for calling
That's
in.
What it's all about.
Thank you for calling in. Listen, we're about to go to the 228 area code. 1817. How you doing? Welcome to the financial report.
Hello. And Jane from the
Hello. Hey.
DJ.
Hey. I know it's not the Thank David McCovey show, but thank you. Mr. McCovey, when he says to follow your dreams, he told me to follow my dreams. Okay, I've been in a couple of different companies where I pitched a little thing about being a trainer and this, that, and the other, and everybody shot me down because they figured whatever they figured. I brought the idea to Mr. McCovey and his leadership, and they said, go for it. And let me tell you, it has snowballed. I have grown. Yep, he'll tell you when you're wrong. All you got to do is grin and bite it because you know you've been wrong, okay?
Right.
Ron Archer is so supportive. So David McCovey, Tony Evans, Tony opened the door for me. And, oh, my goodness. And I don't know if it's such a thing as a MLM superstar, but I think I am. But so anyway, but yes, thank you, David. Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much, Ron. You guys have put that cha-ching in my paycheck 3 times a month, and
yes.
I'm loving every penny of it. Let me tell you, my team loving it too. So thank you, guys. I know it's not the David McCovey show, but thank you, guys.
Right.
I love you all and appreciate you all for everything you do for the company, for the team, for coaching, for leading. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Thank you.
DJ, I love you back. Thank you so much. And, you know, we here, and you hit it on the head, like, we allow leaders to be leaders. You know, I think in other companies or whatnot, it's always a thing where they don't want, you know, anyone to have a platform worried about what they may do. You know, it's our job to grow leaders, you know, and all of our leaders are homegrown. So, you know, we thank you for stepping up. You brought something to the table that we needed early on before we even knew that we needed it, and you filled that void. So I thank you, and I appreciate you for everything that you've done for us as well.
Love you all.
Amen.
Love you too, Tony.
Love you too.
Amen.
That's my partner on Sunday night.
Amen. I hear you. Well, listen, we're going to the 808-0081. Okay. Yo, you live and direct for the financial
Aloha.
Report. Who is it?
Aloha. This is the Detroit girl
Aloha,
that lives in
that
Hawaii. You already know. It's the Platinum Pineapple from Detroit and Hawaii. Nina Mitchell.
Aloha, though.
So we say folks, since I'm from Detroit.
That's right. That's
what
right.
up, though?
What up, though?
And
what up, though?
A little
what
bit
up,
of
though?
Aloha.
What up, though?
Aloha, though. What up, though? I had to chime in because this opportunity really, really changed my life. I am one of those people that they talk about it. If you really step out on faith and you follow the right people, which David McCovey was one of the right people that I followed into this blindly, it has turned me from a social worker who was earning less than $6,000 a month and degreed, mind you, I have 2 college degrees, making under $6,000 a month to now being a 6-figure earner, and I stay at home with my 6-year-old daughter every single day of the week, and I travel when I feel like it. David can tell you they have to ask me where I am because I'm traveling all around the world all the time. So he has really changed lives of real people. I'm one of those real people who is really doing amazing things and earning amazing income because we were encouraged to step out on faith. So I've done that. I'm a real person. So if anybody is on the line and they're not a part of this, we encourage you to give it a try. It could really change your life. So thank you, David, for giving me the platform to not only change my lifestyle, but to learn how to be a network marketer and a leader and giving me a lane to do that in. You know I love you, so thank you very, very much. And have a good evening, everybody on the line.
Thank you, our Platinum Pineapple, and we appreciate you as well, because we know that you absolutely bleed blue, and so we thank you, and we appreciate your commitment and, you know, the things that you do and give back to the team, because it's never selfish, it's always selfless, so we appreciate that, and we thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina, for calling in. Love you. Love you, Tom. Thank you for calling in. Yes, yes, yes. We'll be interviewing her really soon, West Coast.
Okay. All right. That'll work. Well, right now, man, we're going to go, we're going to take this last call. We're going to go to the 702 in the building. 6235. Got the financial report. Welcome to the show. Who is this?
Hello, Gary. Hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
This is Michael Agent Norris. What's up, y'all?
Agent Norris.
What's going on? What's going on? Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I'm just in charge.
You don't understand what's going on with you, man.
I'm feeling so much electricity from this call, man. I just had to hop on, man, because I remember meeting you, brother Fatman. I remember meeting you, man. We did a vendor. We're promoting our travel business in the prior company. I remember I saw that gift in you that you had with the radio, man. And you know, you came in first, and you had to stop. You didn't, you know, you quit, but you came back. And I never forget, we're in that library, man. And you told me your why, and I remember it kind of brought you to tears, man. And I know you want to leave an example for your daughter, and for you to come back this strong. You came back stronger this time, and you did what you said you're going to do. I just want to let you know I'm proud of you, and I want to let David and Tony know, man, I'm grateful to meet you guys, because I was looking for something like this, and you know, I'm super excited, man. I'm super excited I could touch somebody else's life and be able to grow in something like this. So this is amazing. So I definitely had to talk to you guys on the call, man.
The day you picked me up and told me you paid off your car, I was sold right there. So Agent Norris has been a role model for me in this business. I've been watching him ever since the day we met. I had watched him when going to UNLV, to taking these trips, to now booking trips, to now, you know, getting the resids, and I've been watching him and studying him and seeing how he moves and this, that, and the other. So now when I'm back in it, I move a little more comfortably, if that makes sense. I feel more comfortable moving around. I feel more comfortable talking to everybody.
Mike is the evidence, man, especially for the younger generation. You know, Mike has done everything that, you know, you're raised to do. You know, go to school, get good grades, go to college, get a job.
Right.
He's done all that, you know, and successful in all that. Knocked it out the park in college, you know, works in the pharmacy. Now, he's done all those things, but he also realizes that there's nothing like entrepreneurship and owning his own and dictating his own future. You know, now you have Michael's up there with Lynn and Nina, where you never know where they are. They always gone somewhere, you know. And
that's,
I remember
right.
when we first started, Mike had never even traveled before. Now you can't. He's got that bug, and he won't be still. And that's what this business will do for you when you really get the business in you and start running with the right people. So I'm so proud, you know, of my young brother, man, to see what he's doing and just, you know, the people that he's helping. He's showing them that there's a different way. You don't have to just, you know, subscribe to the norms. Like, we the new normal. And it's about, you know, controlling your own destiny, doing what you want to do. So, Mike, I appreciate you, little brother. And it's been an amazing journey being, you know, having a front row seat on your journey. So I thank you for everything, and I appreciate you, little brother.
Hey, man, no doubt. I'm looking forward to y'all been examples. So I'm looking forward for the next 10 years of my life, you know, when I get y'all age. So I'm excited.
Yes, sir. Well, we only have a couple years older than you.
Right.
You said that? You said what?
Well, you said he's just a couple of years older than you. You know what I'm saying? You say you're a little young Thunder Cat. You know?
I'm a young Thunder Cat. I'm catching up. I gotta break
you
record like how LeBron catches up to breaking Kobe's record and stuff. I gotta break David's record when I get his age. We'll see.
There you go.
That's right. That's right.
You're following
the
right
cat. That's right.
Don't follow any cat.
That's right. Long term goals. That's right. Long term goals,
folks.
And everything. Before we get up out of here, Mr. McCovey, touch on the meaning of having goals.
Yeah, that's you. We train on that all the time, because if you don't know what you're trying to get, you'll never get it. And, you know, goals are super important, and
making that commitment. Once you write it down, it's a commitment. Like when you keep it in your head, it, you know, you kind of forget it, or you know, it's not as important. But once you write it down, and not just write it down and stick it in a drawer that you're never going to see it again, you know, you want to have short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals, and you want to be able to have them where they're measurable, right? So, and they must be specific. I tell people, they say, "Oh, I want to be a millionaire." Okay, well, what is that to you? Don't say I want to be a millionaire. Say I want to have $3,529,000, or whatever the case may be. You need to be able to be specific.
Okay.
When you do that, the mind starts to see it. And, you know, we know in entrepreneurship, it's not seeing is believing. It's believing is seeing. You have to believe it before it's manifested. And so that's why you do goals, and you find someone who can hold you accountable to those goals. Because, again, if it's just us doing it, sometimes you're going to have days where you don't feel like doing it. But when you have someone who's going to hold you accountable for the commitment that you made, not just to yourself but to them as your accountability partner, it's a different ballgame. So you definitely want to always have goals, short-term, mid-term, and long-term. Because that way, if you're hitting the short-term, guess what? That means you're on pace for the long-term. And so if you – you know, we always say shoot for the stars. If you hit the moon, that's okay too, right? So you always want to have something that challenges you, but it still needs to be measurable. And, you know, that just comes from taking inventory on yourself, what you want in your life, where do you see yourself, and setting up the steps to get there. Because you don't start running a marathon today, right? You run a short distance, and you build up that endurance to get to the next level. And then ultimately you can run a marathon, but it's a step-by-step basis.
So in other words, would you say slow and steady wins the race?
Absolutely. What they say, fast horse don't run long, and you can't put a quarter horse in a mile race and expect him to win. So, yes, slow and steady is okay. Slow and steady
is
okay. You just have to do it at your pace, but make sure that you're charting it and tracking it, because if we're not, then you're not even going anywhere. You know, what's the saying? A ship with no sail is just going to go in a circle. You have to have everything lined up in order to get to that destination. And, you know, that involves you knowing where you want to go and where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So I need to. I got to get a plan. I got to get a plan.
Absolutely.
Is that it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. Tony, we got 16 minutes. Go ahead and close the show out, bro. I think we've had a spectacular night tonight. What do you think?
I think it was an amazing show. David McCovey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Man, when I think of you, man, I just think of impact. I think of influence. And as evidenced by the people calling in, showing some love, I bet there was probably another 7,000 people who were waiting to get in and talk and talk about your impact and your influence on their lives. So we surely can appreciate it, and just want to let you know how much we appreciate you too as well. You know, you and I go back some years, and I just can't describe how much I appreciate you and the things you've done for me personally, from a business standpoint, just from a friend standpoint, brother. You are doing your thing. I look forward to the future. Some of those other ventures we've been talking about, brother, it is going to be ecstatic. I'm just so ecstatic to be a part of it, brother. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you for having me, man.
You know, like I said, you know how far we go back, and you know what you mean to me, because, again, I say it all the time. It's not, especially in this day and age, it's hard to find somebody that will run with you and is okay with whatever their role is, you know. And Tony has been always calling my version of Scottie Pippen or my version of Robin, you know, as my Batman. He's never mind, you know, that the light is shining on me. Oftentimes he doesn't mind that. He knows what he means to me. He knows his role and what he means to the overall movement.
Brand,
so he's always been okay with that, even
brand.
As we were kids. So. It absolutely, 100%. So it's not a lot of that. You know, right now in this climate, we have, you know, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. But Tony has always been a servant leader, and he doesn't mind whatever his role is as long as the mission is accomplished. And so I appreciate that, brother, and love him to pieces, man. So thank you for being you. And I definitely thank you, boys, for having me on here tonight. It's been a pleasure. I definitely thank the Evolution family, because I know you guys are out in droves. People can't even call home with y'all.
Right, I know. The system is jammed up. The system is jammed up.
It is. And David, before we end, can you tell them how they can follow you on social media to get any information or follow you? How do we find you on social media?
Absolutely. You know, Facebook is my biggest platform, and along with most of us, I believe. So it's just Facebook. My name spelled out as it is: David McCovy, MCCOV, like Victor Y. and you know you can't miss me. You'll see the Evolution convention banner as soon as you click to my page, and that's me. You know, and it's supported by all the Evolution family. So you know, if you're looking to do something different, you know, we're definitely the right group to do that with. You have a lot of powerful people, you know, making powerful stances and powerful movements. So, you know, anybody that's looking to be a part of something positive, we definitely welcome you. And, you know, even for those who are not ready to do something yet, that's fine. Just, you know, keep watching. We'll be here for a long time, God willing. And, you know, we will embrace you whenever you decide to make the decision. So, you know, again, guys, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate the platform.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Well, listen, everybody. That's the financial report for this week. We hope everybody had a good time. We about to slide up out of here. We want to thank David McCovey for stopping by and dropping some knowledge. We want to thank everybody that called in, especially Mr. Ron Archer. You know what I'm saying? With love and peace, y'all. Hope the blood of Jesus covers everybody. Tony, you got any last words?
I want everybody to have an amazing week on purpose. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back next Monday. Same bad time, same bad channel. Peace and love.
We up out of here, y'all.
Satisfy my appetite. Baby, you know my steelo. I gotta get with you on the deal-o. I came in the dope. Handling strictly business. Nothing personal, baby. Trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. I came in the dope, pimping. Handling strictly business. Nothing personal, baby. Trying to be shady. That's just the way it goes. Now I'm not trying to be on my own dick, but I fell off in the club looking so slick. Was looking for something nice and chocolate. Didn't want to have to come up out my pocket.
Shawty's in here kinda right. Satisfy my appetite, yeah.
But they know my steelo. Gotta get with them on a deal-o. Now the meaning of the song is, baby, if you're about it, get it on. From the late night to the break of dawn, I'ma still get my pimp on. I came in the door pimping.
Handling strictly business.
Nothing personal, baby. Trying to be shady. Thank you.